This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
We're seeing a little bit of weakness in the overnight market. We've got corn down a couple cents, beans down 5 to 6 cents, wheat a little bit more stabilized in Chicago, a little bit of weakness in the Kansas City. In general, giving back some of the rally off the lows, from yesterday. A lot of positioning markets are going to start taking place as we have those very big reports that are released at 11 o'clock Central Time on Friday that tend to be a big data dump, I should say, and it tends to be a market moving type of event.
Jim, what is the latest with the South American weather report? I know that things have continued to get better for South America. What are we looking at right now?
All right, now, I would argue we have definitely seen a change in trend. And the fact that the northern part of Brazil, which has been relatively dry, is now getting some rain. They've got more rain on the forecast. The crop seems to have stabilized. Southern Brazil, some people are arguing, which has been wet, has gotten a little bit drier. The crop is going to get smaller, though, Mark. The trade is looking for it to get smaller on Friday. CONAB, called the Brazilian USDA for all intents and purposes, they lowered their estimate this morning, dropped their bean crop to 155.3, down from a little over 160. They lowered their corn production from 118.5 down to 117.6. So that's very close to the average trade guess. So the crop is getting smaller, but the reality is if Brazil's, bean crop ends up even at 150, let's take another five off. You take Brazil's bean crop at 50, the Argentina crop, the Brazilian bean crop at 150, the Argentina crop around 50, 51, which is where a lot of people think it's going to fall, Mark. That's a 200 million production between those two countries. The previous best crop ever out of those two countries was 185. So you can see, even though this crop is getting smaller, it is not a disaster for the continent.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down 4.75 at 454.5. March soybeans down 9.25 at 1239.25. On the Merck, February live cattle up 57 cents at 171.35. January feeder cattle up 65 cents at 224.42. February lean hogs down 60 cents at 71.27. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.